Chuck Miller is teaching second and third graders how to perform traditional Haida-style men's and women's dances. Miller is the Youth Program Coordinator at the Sitka Native Education Program. It's an after-school program where kids and teens learn Native dance, song, and language. Students are called Gajahin dancers. Miller attended the program when he was a kid and says dancing makes him feel connected to his culture.
When I dance, it feels like my ancestors are running through my veins. When you put your robe on, it's like you're putting on your teachers. You're putting on your ancestors. You feel them on you. You're embracing them. It's like you're walking into a warm hug.
Miller grew up in Sitka and became a Gajahin dancer when he was just 3 years old. As a child, he was surrounded by elders and mentors who taught him the traditional Tlingit ways of doing things. He says that when Alaska became a part of the United States, the Tlingit culture suffered.
That's just the way history happened to us. A lot of the people went through boarding schools and it wasn't okay to speak Tlingit language. They beat it out of you. Or the families back at home would say, we're stepping into the white man's world. You can't speak your Tlingit language anymore. We want to be more adapt to the culture that's prominent here.
So in 1974, Isabella Brady started the Sitka Native Education Program. She, along with other cultural leaders, wanted to instill a sense of cultural pride in the younger generation so they would grow up to hold and pass on the Tlingit teachings.
You know, the vision of the elders was, you know, our culture's gonna die. We need to do something now. We need to get these young people together.
Miller remembers the words of the elders.
One of them would always say, point at every one of us, and you folks are gonna be the leaders one day. It's true, it's coming around.
Heather Powell is the education director of the Sitka Native Education Program. She also attended the program growing up and says, being a Gajahin dancer shouldn't be taken lightly.
For us, it's a very, very big responsibility to carry those songs, to dance those dances with respect, with knowledge, and with knowing where they come from, who do they belong to, giving those pieces of our history that tie us to those songs, to those places, to those names.
Both Miller and Powell have embraced the leadership role. Powell says that Tlingit songs and dance teach students about Native traditional values and how to live by them. Olina Valley is 15 years old and a Gajahin dancer.
I love it, and I'm just so passionate about it. And, it's just, like, one of my favorite things to do. And it's, like, one of the things that, like, makes me super happy.
Valley says it helps her forget her everyday worries and that the songs they sing are really personal.
Stuff that we say in songs is, like, more about telling stories and stuff like that. And they're actually pretty, like, they're really deep. So it's kind of like a privilege for people to hear songs like that. It's like reading someone's journal or something like that. I don't know how to explain it.
With so many elders getting older, Miller says it's more important than ever to learn as much as they can before the elders are gone. He calls himself an elder in training.
Now more and more of them are leaving. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's like an encyclopedia is getting burned right in front of us, and it's the last copy.
Miller continues to learn and teach as much as he can so that the Tlingit culture will continue to grow stronger and carry on long after he's gone. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ann Bryce.